Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who are worse, by the way? Because we're on the cusp of it being like 150 degrees for a couple days. Who are worse? Oh my gosh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so hot. Can you believe how hot it is? Wow, it's hot outside. Oh, don't go outside. Man, can you believe how hot it is? Those people or... Don't complain when it's 10 degrees and it's snowing sideways. See? Which people are worse? Hey, in December, don't complain.
That's tough.
I think worse is the constant, how hot is it out there? Well, I know it's hot. Yeah, it's very, very hot.
Hot enough for you?
Yeah, exactly.
But which two people are, which of those two people are worse?
If I have to pick one.
And is it fair to right now say, well, don't complain in December. Don't complain when it's snowing on the ground. See, I don't want to hear you complain. I don't complain about the weather. Me, personally, like, I don't care. We live in Western Pennsylvania. It is what it is. When it's hot out, I wear shorts. When it's cold out, I wear a jacket. But if somebody wants to gripe and bitch about the weather, okay, go ahead. Like, have at it.
I might just not listen to you.
If it's hot or oppressively cold, then I don't listen to you, but you're free to say it. What's worse than complaining about the weather is people who complain about the people who complain about the weather. Just move about and be on with your day.
Stop complaining.
Right.
How about that?
Right. And now it's like the third level. Me complaining about the people
complainer.
who complain about the weather.
I wish you quit complaining about the people who are complaining about the people who are complaining.
And then someone's going to come in here like Mueller or somebody or Pony a little later on today and complain about hosts who complain about people who complain
about the
complainers. People who complain about the weather. Anyway.
Everybody shut up and be happy.
Seriously, I just had to get it out of the way. Like,
it's Friday and the weekend. Be happy.
It just is what it is.
It's not raining.
There you go.
You know?
See?
Okay.
Look at Mr.
Yeah,
positive.
Mr. Sunshine over
always
here.
Look at
time.
Always look at the bright side of life.
Mr.
The
positive.
Python philosophy.
Yes. You're like his you're more positive than Kevorkian.
It's a low bar.
Yes.
But you've hurdled it, Jim.
Oh,
that's my
man.
Goal.
Speaking of being hurdled, the Pirates are 5 games under 500 and the Phillies are coming to town. We went over the math earlier. Look, I wrote it down. Where is it? They'd have to play 42-25 the rest of the way. 17 games over 500 to get to 87 wins. Producer Matt did the research earlier this week and said that's what you got to get to if you want to be a playoff team. If you want to be the second wild card team, at least, you'd have to win 87 games. They're probably not going to get there. So let's slowly start to come to the realization that's the case. And if you come to that realization, if you're at peace with the fact that they're not a postseason team this year, that Fangraphs has them at 3.8% to make the postseason, then what are you looking for the rest of the way, in particular this weekend against the Phillies? What are you watching for? Is it just Josh Bell? You just want to see Josh Bell hit dingers, which he hasn't done since the break?
I've resigned myself to the fact they're not going to be in the postseason this year, right? 3.8. Would you bet 3.8% on anything? If somebody told you, you're going to climb this mountain, there's a 3.8% chance you're going to make it, there's a 96.2% chance or whatever,
you're
going to fall off. Would you climb that mountain?
Probably not.
No. Like, if you put it in those terms. Or there's a 3.8% chance when you cross Forbes Avenue, you're going to make it.
You're going to get,
There's a 96 point whatever.
2% chance
you're going to
get smacked
by a bus.
Yeah.
Would you go across? No.
No.
So I've resigned myself to the fact that they're not going to make the playoffs. What I do want to see is Josh Bell get back on the horse and continue to hit the baseball.
Yeah.
And Brian Reynolds, I think we figured out at this time, he's not a flash in the pan. He's not a couple week kind of thing. He's done it for a whole, pretty much a half a year.
And he's gone through a little bit of a downturn right before the break and turned it back up after the break.
Can he be a whole season bona fide major league hitter, get it done at that level, above average major league hitter, and withstand the rigors of a major league baseball season, and then get ready to turn it into next season?
And I'd say the same for Kevin Newman, too.
Yes.
Who's continued to be hot after the break. Yeah, I want to see some development
in
these young guys.
And I want to see Mitch Keller here.
Yeah. That's hearing successful, I think, is the important caveat, too. I mean, they can bring him up and he can go five innings every single time out and strike out. He can have a Chris Archer line, strike out nine, but give up four or five earned runs. But I want to see him come up here and be dominant.
And in that regard, I know you guys talking to John Heyman yesterday, and like the Pirates have made Jordan Lyles available. Hey, if somebody wants him, see, I mean, no offense to Jordan Lyles, but goodness, make
get
that
something
a,
for him.
ASAP.
Yes.
And I would have no problem. And let Keller work through whatever he needs to work through at this level, because they said the same thing about, well, they said it about Glass, now they said it about Brault, and Brault finally started to do that. There's nothing more you can learn in AAA.
They said it about Charlie Morton way back, too. You know, and he ended up working it through with another team eventually, but nobody withstood more punches than Charlie Morton out there.
But he turned it around. He was okay. Yeah, he was part of that 2015 when guys, you know, he was at the top of the staff for about a month.
But he went toe-to-toe with Wainwright in a playoff game and was really good.
But the point is, there's still stuff you want to see at this point. Even if you've given up on the hope of that 3.8% chance that they're going to go to the postseason.
You know what else go ahead.
You're still watching for a reason.
What else I really want to see is the development of Diaz to be that everyday guy. I know Stallings has been a personal catcher for some guys, but Diaz has, as much as I wanted Diaz to be the everyday catcher going into this year, when he's finally got it, he's disappointed just a little bit for me.
Well, and Jacob Stallings is hitting .300.
Although I don't think Jacob Stallings ever will be an everyday catcher in this league. But I want to see Diaz understand the situation and the opportunity he finally has. And to go out there and really try to distance himself from Stallings. Because I think ability-wise, he should.
He should, but I think we've seen Stallings kind of hang with him. And again, it's not a 50-50 split right now, but it's close because Stallings is getting those two starts out of every five.
Yeah, 60-40 right now.
412-928-9370, that's how you call us. That's how you text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. What do you want to see from the Pirates the rest of the way? If you've already given up on the hope that they're going to get to the postseason after coming out of the All-Star break so-called, what are you watching for? Is it Josh Bell? Is it Newman and Reynolds? Is it to see if Chris Archer continues his positive momentum forward? What is it? It is the Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Michael McHenry of AT&T Sportsnet at 9 o'clock. In the 8 o'clock hour, discussion about something that could be missing from baseball very soon that really could be one of the charms of the game that you just won't have anymore. With some of the changes being made, at least at the major league level. At the major league level, the Pirates sit, well, they're on the outside looking in right now, to be generous looking in, as they sit 6.5 back in the division, 4.5 back in the wild card. Just a quick philosophical question, because we've come to the conclusion here this morning, we don't expect them to go to the postseason. 3.8% chance according to FanGraphs, and we went over the numbers. They would have to rip off a 42-25 record the rest of the way. But do they have another, I guess, that run they had before the All-Star break, where they went 14-7 or whatever it was? Do we think they have another run like that in them?
No.
Or have they gassed themselves?
Where's the pitching? That's what I – like, they've lost so many games after the sixth inning. Well, first of all, you got to be – you have to have starting pitching to be in the baseball game. But second of all, like, it blows me away that – we go into the past couple years even, but even this year, and say, well, you can always count on Neil Huntington, he's going to build a bullpen, how much the bullpen has let them down. And the reinforcements like aren't coming. The bullpen's not going to get healthier or better or be bolstered by the presence of someone. I know Kella may eventually get – but how much confidence really is there in Kella? It's not like, okay, he just had a little injury, he stubbed his toe a little bit, and he'll be back, and he's going to be just throwing it past people. He seemed to struggle when he was out there in the little time that we saw him here anyway.
Right.
And it's kind of one of those injuries where you're like, I wonder if he's going to be fully rehabilitated as it is.
Well, there's just no confidence in anybody down there in the bullpen beyond Vasquez.
Rodriguez is starting to gain that.
A little bit, yeah, after the troubles earlier in the year. I'd agree with that. I wonder, because they've shown us a couple pockets, whether it be the first 18 games of the season or the 21-game run before the break, where you go, man, is there something in there? But then as soon as – it's so hard for them to get all of the tumblers to fall into place, for everything to line up, that I just don't know if I see another run like that, which is what they need to be back in the picture.
Well, that's why when he asked the question, I say no. I'd love for them to have that run. I just don't have the confidence in the bullpen that they can hold games, that they can keep games at a one-run game, that they can keep games tied, or if they're ahead, that they'll hold a lead.
You know what I want to see is we talk about things to watch for down the stretch if they're not going to be chasing down a postseason spot. I want to see Cole Tucker back up here. And look, Jung Ho Gung, you've got him on a one-year deal. If you can move on from him and get something in return, wonderful. If you can't, he's Mr. 24-25 on the roster at this point. Get we talked about wanting to see Mitch Keller up here and succeeding, or at least getting time at the major league level. Get Tucker back up here. Call Hayes up in September and let him play every day. I mean, if that's where we're at, where we've come to the conclusion, as painful as it may be, that they're legitimately not in it, then
they're not
let's
gonna
prepare.
Believe that though. See, they're gonna be in that middle ground again, to where they're gonna be 3.5, 4.5 games back with even 10 to play. Until they're mathematically eliminated, they're gonna sell to that clubhouse that we owe it to them to try to put our best guys and our major league guys out there. And that's kind of the flaw of the way in the structure of baseball. And in a way, how exciting the second wild card is, having teams around that feel like they're in it when they're really not in it is also
a disservice to those teams.
A damning part of that second wild card.
Because if you're not willing to look at it and say, hey, we may only be 4.5 out, but we're realistically not in it, you're not – you end up cutting off your nose to spite your face because you're not looking forward enough, and you're almost stuck too much in the present, if that makes any sense.
Jim, I'm looking at this British Open Championship, and Tommy Fleetwood is putting right now. He's just tapping in for par right here.
Okay.
I swear to you, 11 different people have that shirt on that Tommy Fleetwood has on today. Have you noticed this? In the last couple days, producer Matt, have you noticed this? In the last couple days, there have been 10 different guys have had this same shirt on. It's almost
a pretty crazy print.
I think it's
a Nike thing. It's like a new design.
It looks almost like a Hawaiian print kind of on a collared shirt, and it's black and white. There's a bunch of guys have it on.
Yeah, I think it's a new design by Nike. Pretty sure.
Okay. Well, that explains it then, doesn't it?
Gotcha. How did Phil do? Did he survive? Did the ambulance pick him up? Is he out there?
I don't think he's,
I don't think he's out there yet.
I don't think he's started yet.
Does he look like Iggy Pop yet?
You got to scroll way down the board to find Phil.
The projected cut is at 1 over, by the way. He is at 5 over starting today.
Did he eat last night?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Where is he?
Today.
I don't even see him on the board.
He's 5 over. He tees off at 1 o'clock. Well,
what a dumb game.
Actually, he tees off in a half hour.
To not eat for 18 days before he had to play in the Open Championship.
Just water and coffee.
Right.
And water and coffee. You'll be fine.
Celery juice that he had or whatever. There was no way he was going to be good.
I mean, he might weigh 20 pounds less, but that's not going to help him get around the golf course.
Yeah. I don't know.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.